Thank you, Dorothy. Our final set of news stories start with sandbags and end with the Great Escape. Following a struggle to secure sandbags during recent heavy floods, a volunteer group has found an innovative alternative. The Norfolk and Suffolk 4x4 response team is made up of 60 volunteers who use their sturdy vehicles to respond to emergencies across the two counties. The group's chairman, Calvin McLeod, said that during recent flooding, the volunteers found moving enough traditional sandbags to be nearly impossible. The team sought to find a better solution and were introduced to flood sacks, alternative sandbags, which proved easier to store, transport, and use. The flood sacks are vacuum-packed, lightweight, and safe, space-saving, ensuring the group can now respond to any flooding incidents within 2 hours. Mr. McLeod added, "When we discovered flood sacks, we immediately thought, why hadn't we known about these earlier? Flood sacks work by flood water being absorbed into the special gelling polymer inside of them. They retain the water instantly, becoming a sandless sandbag weighing around 20 kilograms.
The local football club is urgently looking for a new home after being told the contract for its current ground would not be renewed. That has left the future of Norwich CBS looking uncertain, as the club bosses revealed in a statement on social media that they could fold. The club, which was Spixworth FC until 2017, has been playing at Norfolk Football Association's Football Development Centre, FDC, in Beaufort. However, a club statement revealed, it is with great disappointment that a few weeks ago we were informed by the FDC Norfolk that they would not be renewing our contract at the ground for the next season or beyond. Despite the disappointment in the decision, we would like to thank the FDC for giving us the opportunity to play at the ground for the last 7 seasons. With that said, this decision has left us in a very difficult position, and quite honestly, the future of the club is very much at risk. If we are unable to find a suitable resolution, then the likely outcome would be that the club would fold."
A call for carers who look after Norfolk's most vulnerable people to be given parking permits to use while doing their work has been rejected. Norfolk County Council's Conservative group rejected a motion tabled by the Labour group and backed by other opposition councillors to bring in such a scheme. Labour County Councillor Julie Brochek-Colton had called for County Hall to bring in the permits, saying carers were arriving to appointments late because of difficulties finding somewhere to park, or were risking getting fines by leaving their cars in areas with restrictions. She said other councils had introduced such permit schemes and it would help with recruiting more carers. But Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said there were existing arrangements in place where businesses, including care providers, could obtain permits their employees could use. He said carers could also use visitor permits belonging to the people they were caring for in their homes. The motion was defeated by 33 votes to 21 at a recent meeting of the full council.
A former soldier who had to learn to walk again is preparing to take a daunting challenge to benefit those who helped him rebuild his life. Del Sullivan from Shrouston served with the army in Afghanistan and Iraq, but suffered a major back injury in an explosion in 2005. The long road to recovery has seen the 40-year-old reach the point where he has committed to trekking 10 marathons in 10 days. Dell said, "My reasons for undertaking this challenge are very simple. It's to give people from all walks of life not only a second or third chance in life, but for some a first chance, like myself, who needed a few chances in life. Since the life-changing injury, Dell has battled with his physical and mental health. He now dedicates his time to helping others through his job at the Shaw Trust, a charity that helps unemployed people gain long-term work opportunities. Dell had 30% of his spine replaced by metal cages and bolts during multiple surgeries, and was later helped by the On Course Foundation and local charity, the Community Sports Foundation, during his recovery. Dell will walk the Norwich Ring Road twice a day for 10 days, starting and finishing the 260-mile trek at Carrow Road between April 18th and April 27th.
A unique memento of a hero from The Great Escape will go to auction after being found by a plumber at the back of an airing cupboard. The Gresham's School swagger stick had once belonged to Marcel Zillerson, one of the masterminds behind the famous Second World War Nazi prison break. Sitting forgotten for 20 years, the find coincided with the escape's 80th anniversary last week. The 70-centimetre-long stick has a lacquered Malacca cane body and a nickel pommel, which bears the badge of Gresham School Officer Training Corps. The name Zillerson is scratched into the stick, and the word Gresham and Holt are both visible. Matt Croson of Hanson's Auctioneers said, "It belonged to him when he attended Gresham School Officer Training Corps as a teenager, from 1930 to 1933. Mr. Zillerson, who is believed to have been the inspiration for the Scrounger character in the 1963 film, played an integral role in the escape as he could speak fluent German. An expert at documentary forgery and outwitting Nazi guards, he was last in a queue of 200 men waiting to escape the three tunnels out of the camp. His life was more than likely saved after the plot was foiled, and he managed to flee back to his barracks. Of the 76 who escaped, most were caught within days, and 50 of the recaptured men were executed on Hitler's orders. The Nazis had believed the camp was escape-proof, but on the night of March 24, 1944, in a great act of defiance, they were proved wrong."